Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16. My name is Peter Apathy. I'm your host here this morning, and I have in the studio a special guest. Good morning, Zeke Blackwell.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me here.
Thanks so much for coming in. It's time for our live local interview, and we are here today to talk with Zeke. Zeke is the theater director at Sitka Fine Arts Camp. He's part of the faculty there, and we are here to talk about an upcoming performance of Young Performers Theater, The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid. It's coming up this weekend.
I'm excited about this one. Tell me a little bit about yourself first, Zeke, for people that don't know you.
For people who don't know me, I have been the theater director at the Fine Arts Camp for, I was trying to figure this out yesterday. I think I've been here since 2014, so this is my 12th year running the program, and I'm not sure exactly how many shows we've done at this point, but it's been a number.
It's a lot. It's at least two a year.
At least two a year. When I first started, we were doing three a year. There's one year where I did four, so it's a little hard to count all of them.
Okay, you should go back and work on that.
But this one I am really excited about. The Little Mermaid it's a classic, you know. I grew up with it as kind of that Disney Renaissance, late 80s, early 90s. And for me, The Little Mermaid is a story about uniting people. There's this mermaid who lives underwater, and she dreams of this other world that she's not allowed to interact with. Her father expressly forbids interaction with humans. But it's like her curiosity and her boldness that drives her to reach out into that other world and make a connection there, and ultimately like find some unity between the two worlds. And so that's the kind of the idea that I've been having in my head as I've been working on this show. We live in a time where the world is really divided. Our nation is pretty divided, and it feels really good to tell a story about uniting people.
So Zeke, you're working with youth. Mm-hmm. So tell me the ages first.
We have students from grades two all the way up to seniors in high school.
Okay, there are two different casts.
Yes.
And how do you make a division between the two casts?
Yeah, so we're divided. Right now we have our elementary group is the younger cast. Technically grades two through six, we have a sixth grader in the cast there. And then the older cast is grades 6 through 12. So I also have some sixth graders there going up through high school. The older students are performing the full-length version of the show. They'll be performing this Friday night and Saturday night. And then the younger cast performs the junior version of the show, which is about a one-hour kind of shortened, abridged version of the show. With all of the highlights, of course, we still have Part of Your World and Under the Sea and Kiss the Girl and all of that stuff. Yeah. But we tighten it up to an hour.
So I'm interested in this with this age group. You just gave a really nice synopsis of the story. How do you present that? And kind of when do you present that whole idea of the story to your students?
I try to present that at the beginning of the semester. We started working on this show in January, and the very first thing we do is we go through an audition process. And then kind of once the auditions are set and the cast list has been put out, then I'm trying to present my vision, as it were, of the show. You know, how do I approach the show? What am I thinking about? What is important to me? And we also combine that with, you know, sharing with the students, this is kind of what the set's going to look like. This is kind of what the costumes are going to look like. We're trying to help you envision the world that we're trying to create.
Do you do that with sketches or just do that with... So you have things that you show them.
Yeah.
So this is kind of what it's going
to look like. Visual sketches, sometimes like reference images of, you know, again, this is just the feel of what we're trying to create.
Okay. So you are the theater director, but you've got some adult help and mm-hmm. a lot of student help.
Yes. Yeah. So we have a whole tech crew program, kind of a companion program to the acting program that I run. So we have a student tech crew that's managed by Rach Roach, who is our technical theater manager at the camp, and Elris, who is our costume intern, and they were here in the fall. They did our fall shows, Winnie the Pooh and the One X, and then they returned this spring to do The Little Mermaid. So the two of them kind of manage our student tech crew, which is this semester is 9 students.
Wow.
Middle and high school students. I think maybe one or two fifth graders in there as well. And they've been hard at work making props and helping with costumes, doing alterations and painting the set. The set was almost entirely painted by students. And yeah, they've been really awesome. They're going to be running the show as well from the booth. They're going to be running the soundboard and the light board, running the follow spot and backstage helping with scenic transitions and costume changes. And yeah, they're all over the show.
Great. So you outlined the story before, but let's talk a little bit about some of the specific characters. So you've got a really wide range. There are animals. There's, there's King Triton. There's, of course,
All the mermaids, you know, Ariel, the little mermaid, yes. And then she has six sisters.
Oh my gosh.
So there's actually seven mermaids, and she's the youngest of them. And then her father, King Triton, her best friend, Flounder, the adorable little jumpy fish. Sebastian the crab that everybody remembers, who sings kind of the showstoppers of the show. And then, of course, there's Ursula, our villain, the octopus, and she has her two sidekicks, Flotsam and Jetsam, the electric eels. And then above land, we have Prince Eric, who is this adventurous, independent prince who doesn't want to be tied down to royalty, but he has his I forget the term for it, but it's his, because his parents are gone in the, like, they're dead. And so he has his advisor, Grimsby, who's monitoring him until he's an adult. And he's supposed to get married in 3 days from now.
A deadline. Yeah. Nothing like a deadline to make a story move along.
Yeah. So there's, of course, Chef Louis, the wonderful French chef who shows up in the palace preparing a fabulous dinner, and then finds Sebastian, who's trying to help Ariel and tries to cook the crab, which leads to some fun physical comedy in the show. And yeah.
Wow, there's a seagull, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yes,
correct.
Thank you. There's Scuttle the seagull, who's a bit of an anthropologist, really, you know, who likes to collect human stuff and passes himself off as an expert to Ariel, and he might not know as much as he thinks he knows.
I think he's pretty good at mangling words, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Yes. Or making them up entirely, you know, calling a pipe a snarfblat, or calling a fork a dinglehopper.
Wow. This sounds like so much fun. So again, you've got two different casts, two different shows. Mm-hmm. So they really are different shows.
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of times the junior versions are just kind of a shortened version. With this show, there's actually some slight variations between the two shows as well. So speaking of Scuttle, he has a different song in the two different shows. So in the younger version, Scuttle sings a song called Human Stuff, about all of that human paraphernicular, as he calls it. And in the older version, Scuttle sings a song called Positivity to encourage Ariel to be happy with the changes that are happening in her life.
Oh, sounds like fun. We only have a couple minutes left, but I want to ask you a couple of questions about this particular, this last 3 months or so that you've been working on the show. And one is the snow. So the snow has affected your rehearsals.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, like the rest of the town, when we kind of shut down a couple of times this winter/spring, and that affected us as well. So we, I think, missed 3 full days of rehearsal, which might not sound like a lot, but especially with our younger cast, they're learning so much in such a, we only meet for 4 hours a week. And so when we lose those days, we lose our momentum a little bit. Yeah. So it's definitely been, since spring break, we've been working really hard, keeping our focus strong to make the show as good as it can be.
Great. And the other was the appearance of an unexpected visitor.
Yeah. Yes. There was one day in rehearsal where we had to kind of pause for 15 or 20 minutes because one of the students had discovered, it might've even been Noah, your grandson, but they discovered an owl right outside the window.
Yeah. A big owl, a baby owl?
I think it was a juvenile great horned owl. I mean, it was this beautiful bird, and it was, you know, as far away from me as you are, just a couple of feet, but between a window. And it was there long enough that we called the Raptor Center because we weren't quite sure why it wasn't moving on, and it might have been dazed. Maybe it ran into the window. It seemed okay, but we called the Raptor Center, and they picked it up. And I don't know the end of the story, so maybe I'll have to stop in some other day and give you a conclusion.
Well, I bet the kids would appreciate finding out what happened with the owl. Hopefully it's a good ending.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, exciting. So We are out of time. Let's recap the four performances coming up here for Little Mermaid.
Come join us this weekend at the Odess Theater. You can join us Friday or Saturday night to watch the older cast perform the full-length version at 7 p.m. Or you can join us Saturday or Sunday at 2 p.m. to watch the younger cast perform the junior version. You can get tickets online at fineartscamp.org, or you can just stop by and get tickets at the door.
Sounds great. And it's at Odess Theater.
Yes, on the SFAC campus.
Awesome. Well, we've been speaking with Zeke Blackwell. Zeke is the theater director for SFAC Fine Arts Camp. He's in charge of all the students and all the parent volunteers and the adults helping with the show for the Little Mermaid coming up this weekend. Well, I hope you have a great show.
Thanks so much. We'll see you there.
Thanks so much.